It makes sense for Rashford because he obviously will move away from Manchester, who's becoming a toxic environment for him, and he will be a step up.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. Coming up, Ulster and Trust, Jack Murphy with an Investec Champions Cup debut in tomorrow night's clash with Exeter. Connacht make four changes for their Challenge Cup game away to Cardiff. And Les Kiss appears to close the door on replacing Joe Schmidt as Wallabies head coach. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. But first today, Brian O'Driscoll has given a ringing endorsement to Gary Ringrose's claims on a starting Lions spot. Sunday's win over La Rochelle was just the latest in a string of impressive performances in the Leinster Centre for Ringrose. And based on current form, O'Driscoll says his successor in the number 13 shirt would be a worthy starter in Australia this summer.
Listen, his bravery is one of his real strengths and you don't want to dilute that too much. But his attack is massively important to that Leinster team as well at 13. I think Leinster are a different side with him at 13. So try and find the happy medium. But he's always been a very good reader of those plays.
Are you still thinking that when everybody's fit and when everybody is allowed to play all these games in the Champions Cup that he still maybe shunts out to the wing with Barrett in midfield? Or what are you thinking now?
No, because I still think he's a better attacking option at 13. I think the footwork that he has, the evasiveness that he has, his acceleration, he's a different sort of 13 than Robbie Henshaw. So when Keenan's back and fit, it'll be interesting to see what does transpire. But for me, Gary's is the 13. And you can if Geordie's on the bench, you can bring him on at 12 and push, you know, later in the game, and you can push Robbie out to 13 and Gary on the wing. But I think you want to start with him at 13. That's my take on it. I think there's a very, very strong chance that if he stays fit, that he could be the starting Lions 13. Because, you know, defensively very, very good, but he does offer something different than the other 13s. Hugh Jones, don't think, has the ball playing quite like Gary, albeit he runs great lines. At the moment, it's Tupilato plus one, and with inclination to probably veer towards Gary Ringrose, but I'm sure someone like Hugh Jones in his partnership with Tupilato will have something to say about it.
You can also get Brian's reaction to the Ireland Six Nations squad by becoming an Off the Ball member now and hearing his full chat with Owen. The Irish Daily Mail's rugby correspondent Rory Keane also gave his assessment of the squad in this morning's Off the Ball breakfast. He says a seeming unwillingness to develop depth could come back to bite Ireland in the backside.
I don't want to misquote him, though, but Andy Farrell said something, just paraphrasing him, from November. Look after the here and now, and the future look after itself. We've kind of been burned by that in the past. At World Cups, like even the last one, went really well up until that quarterfinal.
Yeah.
But again, depth was the issue. Even think back to the New Zealand game, the start of November, that the age profile of the bench. And the argument all the way through was, these are the guys who got the experience, Henderson, Murray, O'Mahony, Healy. These are the guys to bring on in a tight game to see at home. And they didn't make the required impacts, especially with the Six Nations. There's still that short-term sense of this is a bubble.
Yeah,
it needs to be protected. Ticket sales, there's pressure from the RFU. Brilliant, like if everyone's on the podium in March again, brilliant, everyone will be delighted. But we're still kicking that can down the road a tiny bit when it comes to a World Cup, and it's still the elephant in the room.
You mentioned there the lack of depth in certain areas. All in the Game has been touched on YouTube. A lack of true open side understudy for Van der Fleer.
If Josh Van der Fleer goes down the week of the England game, like who's the seven? Like Will Connors is only coming back. They had Alex Kindellan in as a kind of a development player again in November. They haven't really given John Hodnett too much of a look. Nick Timoney's been left out. It's weird, even a guy like Gavin Coombs, like no one even bats an eyelid anymore.
I know.
Like that was a bone of contention for a few years, and now you're like, you're not even expecting it.
Again, Rory's full chat with Off the Ball Breakfast and everything else you could possibly want are yours by becoming an Off the Ball member now. Richie Murphy has made five changes to his Ulster side for their must-win Investec Champions Cup clash tomorrow night against Exeter. Having suffered a serious knee injury in last week's defeat to Leicester, Ethan McElroy is replaced at fullback by Stuart Moore. Zach Ward misses out after sustaining a concussion last week. His spot on the left wing goes to Mike Lowry. And it's the first Champions Cup start for Murphy's son, Jack, at out half. As Aidan Morgan misses out, Murphy has made a couple of changes to his front row as well, with Eric O'Sullivan and Rob Herring in for Andy Warrick and John Andrew. Rob Little, meanwhile, will make his first Ulster appearance in nearly 2 years, with his return formalised this week. He's included on the bench. Ulster remain without a point heading into their final Pool 1 fixture, but they know a win could propel them into the last 16 of the Champions Cup, depending on how the Sharks fare in Bordeaux. And Eric O'Sullivan is confident they can pull off results tomorrow night.
Yeah, definitely. Like, obviously Exeter have struggled at times as well, but I think, like, going into it, we've definitely underperformed based on where we'd expect to see ourselves. So that's something that we want to set right. So yeah, it's a big game for us.
And being at home, does that have a factor in it?
Yeah, huge. Like, when the crowd's up and they're behind you, it's incredible. It's probably one of my favourite places to play. Obviously biased there, but it is brilliant. So yeah, looking forward to a home game.
So that Ulster team has Stuart Moore at full back. On the wings are Werner Koch and Mike Lowry. In the centre then continue Ben Carson and Jude Postlethwaite. Jack Murphy starts at out half, partnered by Nathan Doak. Eric O'Sullivan, Rob Herring and Scott Wilson are their front row. Ian Henderson and Cormac Izichukwu are in the second. James McNabney starts at blindside flanker. On the open is Nick Timoney, and at number 8 is Dave McCann. On the bench for Ulster are Tom Stewart, Callum Reid, Corey Barrett, Kieran Treadwell, Harry Sheridan, John Cooney, Jake Flannery and Rob Little. Only 3 players are retained in the Exeter starting 15 compared with last week's heavy defeat at home to Bordeaux. The likes of Henry Slade, David Jenkins and Ethan Roots aren't involved this time around. So Exeter will start with Harvey Skinner at fullback. Ben Hammersley and Paul Brown Bampo are on the wings. Joe Hawkins and Will Rigg are in the centre for the Chiefs. Will Hayden Wood and Niall Armstrong are their halfback pairing. There's a front row of Will Goodrick Clark, Jack Innard, who captains the team, and Josh Yosefa Scott. Rusi Tuima and Chris Chiunza are in the second row. Former Leinster back row Martin Maloney starts a blindside flanker, having been recalled from his loan move to the Cornish Pirates. Richard Capstick starts at openside flanker for the Chiefs, and Ross Vincent is at number 8. Sticking with Ulster, and 4 more players have signed contract extensions with the province today. James Humphreys, Charlie Irvin, Joe Hopes and Matthew Dalton have all signed new deals with the province. Connacht head coach Pete Wilkins has made 4 changes to his side for tomorrow's Challenge Cup date with Cardiff at the Arms Park. Byron Ralston returns after a month out to replace Shane Jennings on the left wing. In the second row this week, Josh Murphy joins Joe Joyce, and the remaining changes are to the back row, with Conor Oliver in for Seamus Hurley-Langton and Paul Boyle replacing Sean Jansen at number 8. Despite having already secured a home tie in the last 16 of the Challenge Cup, there's no threat of Connacht taking their foot off the pedal tomorrow night. That's according to their head coach, Pete Wilkins.
We're feeling it's a huge game for us, and as I said, there's the implications around the seedings going into the knockout stages, which is important. Challenge Cup is a competition we really want to attack this year, knowing that there'll be a few other teams saying the same thing. And as I said, we've slipped up there in a couple of URC games with our local derbies. So any form, momentum, cohesion we can get that we can take through to that Glasgow away game is going to be incredibly important. So it's a big week for us. And, you know, alongside that is knowing what a tough challenge it is playing at the Arms Park, and recent encounters there always back up that narrative. So it's an important game. We're looking forward to it.
So the Connacht team that will start at the Arms Park tomorrow has Santiago Cordero continuing at fullback. Shea Mullins and Byron Ralston are on the wings. Piers O'Connor continues his centre partnership with Bundiaki. Josh Owani and Ben Murphy are their halfbacks. There's a front row for Connacht of Peter Dooley, Dave Heffernan and Finlay Beelam. Josh Murphy and Joe Joyce are in the second row. Cian Prendergast captains the team from blindside. Conor Oliver is named at openside, and at number 8 for Connacht is Paul Boyle. On the bench for them are Owen de Butler, Jordan Duggan, Jack Ainger, David O'Connor, Sean Jansen, Matthew Devine, JJ Hanrahan, who makes his comeback, and David Hawkshaw. Finally, Les Kiss has apparently closed the door on replacing Joe Schmidt as Wallabies head coach. Schmidt is only contracted through to the end of this summer's Lions tour, with negotiations regarding an extension ongoing. Kiss has been spoken about as a potential replacement for Schmidt should the former Ireland head coach decide to walk away in the summer, but Schmidt's former assistant has underlined that he's contracted to the Queensland Reds until 2026, which would of course preclude him from a job swap. Kiss told ESPN that he didn't want to disrespect Schmidt by discussing his situation. Waratahs head coach Dan McKellar has also distanced himself from the top job in Australia, saying he's only focused on his gig for the next 3 years. That leaves only Brumbies head coach Stephen Larkham as a likely replacement for Schmidt should he walk. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby Feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge, Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and we'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks so much for listening.